101 Amazing Facts About the Second World War. This is 101 Amazing Facts About the Second World War, written by Jack Goldstein and narrated by Lawrence Keefe. Introduction. Do you know the origin of the word Nazi? Who were the key figures involved in the Second World War? And what terrible weapons did they unleash? How did the war begin, and when did it actually end? I'll be shortly answering these questions and more as we discover over 100 amazing facts. So if you're ready, let's start with an overview of the conflict. Chapter 1. Key Information. The Second World War started after Germany attacked Poland. Britain and France demanded the Germans withdraw from the territory they had occupied, but when they did not, on the 3rd of September 1939, Britain's Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain declared war. Adolf Hitler, the leader of Germany, there known as Der Führer, wanted to take over other countries in Europe either by partnership or force. Hitler was the head of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, which is most often referred to as the Nazi Party. He rose to power when people in Germany suffered terrible financial penalties as a result of the Treaty of Versailles, signed at the end of the First World War, which Germany had lost. The public increasingly looked up to a man who spoke of national pride and who brought their country out of economic depression. The Nazis held extreme racist beliefs, in particular that they were a master race of people, pure Aryans, a word used to describe white people of European heritage. Much of their hate was targeted against Jewish people, initially taking their possessions and imprisoning them, then later killing them in terrible numbers. This mass genocide is known as the Holocaust. It is thought that up to 70 million people from all sides were killed in the conflict. Although more people are thought to have died in China's Taiping Rebellion between 1851 and 1864, the Second World War is said to be the most destructive conflict in history, costing more money, damaging more property, and causing more changes to way of life than any other. Throughout the course of the war, practically every single one of the world's nations joined the conflict, forming two sides, the Axis powers, Germany, Japan, and Italy, and the territories they occupied, and the Allies, the United Kingdom, the Soviet Union, the USA, China, France, and many other countries in Europe and across the world who were united in their opposition to the Nazi Party's values and actions. Once Hitler's Germany, along with Benito Mussolini's Italy, had aggressively taken over much of Europe, the key battlefronts were the skies over Britain, the seas of the Atlantic, the waters and land territories of the Pacific Ocean, the land and air of North and East Africa, and a large part of the Soviet Union, which Germany decided to invade. Initially, Germany had signed a treaty with Russia, called the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, which meant they worked together to conquer, then divide up, much of Europe, including Poland, Finland, and the Baltic states. However, Hitler's lust for superiority and rule over other nations caused him to renege on this deal. Most historians agree that it was Hitler's decision for his country to fight on this additional Eastern Front, along with his delay in attempting to take over Britain, that lost him the war. The war in Europe ended on the 8th of May 1945, which we now call VE Day, for Victory in Europe, when the Allies had successfully invaded Germany, captured Berlin, and accepted Germany's unconditional surrender. Japan surrendered on the 15th of August that same year, after the Americans dropped atomic bombs on two of their cities. This date is known as VJ Day in the United Kingdom, Victory over Japan, although it is celebrated on the 2nd of September in the U.S.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?